that could play a part. Hope College, two guys with two fouls each, and that's Van Arendonk and Benson, each with two fouls. So the fouls could become a problem for the Scots later on in the ballgame. Hope has not played well. Hope has not played well off the bench. Normally the bench comes in and fires them up and gets them going, but Hope has been outscored 14-7 in the first half from the bench. So the bench people coming off really have not gotten things going like they did against Olivet earlier this week.
Yeah, in the game against Olivet, the Flying Dutchman bench had 29 points in the first half, and that matched all of the points all of that had at the end of the first half. So really, the Flying Dutchman have come out a little bit flat in this ball game, and probably going to have to make some adjustments at halftime in order to get a W out of this game, Ron.
Coach Neal is going to have to shake some bushes during halftime out there, rattle some feathers, do a few things up there, maybe stand on his head, you know, some things like that to get their attention and get them on the right track for the second half.
Now the Flying Dutchman have another 8 to 9 minutes to figure things out in the locker room at halftime. Oh, and the Duke crew is over there. They're tossing all kinds of good stuff. All of you fans that aren't here, you're missing out on some good stuff because the Duke crew is tossing candy and Mountain Dews into the crowd. So, you know, that's a win-win situation for everybody over there.
We'll see you later, Adam.
That's tough, man. That's tough. You know, since last season, I've lost to 60 pounds. I can't say the same thing for you.
Oh, well.
We'll have to talk to Alan Babbitt. Maybe they'll bring over a free Mountain Dew for you. Yeah, Ron doesn't need the caffeine. He's already fired up as it is, right?
Yeah, if he could only talk, he'd be a winner.
Well, at least we both have kept our sense of humor. Kind of a tough ball game here in the first half as the Alma Scots have a 40-36 lead over the Flying Dutchman of Hope College. Let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. We're here at halftime at the DeVos Fieldhouse where the Alma Scots have a 40-36 lead at halftime over the Flying Dutchman of Hope College. Hope College doubleheader this afternoon. Lots of basketball action as we had the first game this afternoon was at 1 o'clock and featured the junior varsity women's team taking on a alumni team of former Flying Dutch players. And the JV team was able to come out with a victory in that game. And then immediately following that game, the Hope College Flying Dutch wrapped up the regular season title for the MIAA, winning it outright with a 90-40 victory over Trine. The Flying Dutch were led by Maura McAfee, who ended up with 10 points and 11 rebounds, and Mandy Traversa, who had 17 points in the ball game. That included 5 3-pointers, which tied a Hope College record, which was tied last year by Brittany Berry, who tied Jordan Bowles. So, and it's kind of interesting because Jordan Bowles was also in the arena in that earlier game this afternoon in the alumni game. So, Mandy Traversa setting the team record along with Brittany Berry from last season and Jordan Bowles. All of them had 5 3-pointers in a game. And the Flying Dutch were raining threes all afternoon long as they hit 13 of 24 3-pointers in the 50-point victory for the Flying Dutch as they went out and got their trophy at the end of the ball game. It was presented to captains Megan Kelly and Brittany Berry, who accepted it on behalf of the team as the Flying Dutch keep rolling on as the Flying Dutch's record now stands at 23-0, 15-0 in MIAA play with one more MIAA game left for them in the regular season, which will be played on Wednesday. And then one of the best games I think we've seen all season long, Ron, the Flying Dutchman junior varsity squad playing an overtime thriller against a really good Alma junior varsity squad. Went down to the wire, went into overtime, And at the end of the ball game, Mitchell Bryan on the far end of the court in the right-hand corner drains a three-pointer at the buzzer to give the Flying Dutchman Junior Varsity Squad a 99-98 victory in their final home game of the season. The Flying Dutchman's Junior Varsity's record now stands at 10-4. Scoring-wise in this game, Mitchell O'Brien's three-pointer gave him the leading scorers of the game. He had 22 points. Sasha Yanov had 19. Zach Littleson had 19. Ryan Skowronek had 14 points along with 8 rebounds, and William Harrison had 12 points for the Flying Dutchman in a very nice victory to end their home regular season. Well, the Flying Dutchman have entered back the court. Hopefully that we get something going here in the second half being down 40-36.
Well, the Scots look there like they came out with a positive attitude. Coach Neal trying to get his ball club excited, going around talking to each one individually, patting them on the back, trying to get them going out here. He's got to light a fire underneath them. They trail by 4, and they need this ball game.
Yeah, these are all must-win games for the Flying Dutchman. You know, you can't play down to your competition. But, you know, we've seen Alma twice this year. Their record really, I don't think, reflects on how good of their ball club they are. I think the only problem Alma has is they have problems like closing out games. That's the only reason I think that they could have a problem right now, because we've seen them, this is the second time we've seen them, and both times they've gone out and played one heck of a ball game, and it wasn't like we blew them out.
Well, they took Calvin down to the wire before Calvin was able to defeat him. They took Albion, and they beat Albion, and Albion beat us, so that's a little bit of an indication that they can do a lot of good things if they really start getting hot.
Yeah, and it looked like Alma for a while there was going to make a run at getting that last playoff spot, and they've just fallen on a little bit of hard times over the last week. They've dropped their last two ball games, which kind of took them out of contention, but they were looking good there for a little bit. Sam Hargrave's club is a hard-working team, and they would love to hang an L right now on the Flying Dutchman and send them right back to where they were before, you know, tied with Calvin for the MIAA's leading spot. Well, we're just about ready to start the second half, and for the call, the play-by-play action, I'll send it over to Ron Weatherby.
Well, Hope College going to get the basketball at side court to start the second half. Looks like the Scots will be back into their man-to-man defense that they've been using all ball game. Gardner with the basketball, right side to Edson. Edson, little give and go out there to Van Arendonk, who tried to tip the ball back, but tips it right into the hands of Isaiah Law. Law spins around, fakes a shot, leaves it on the outside for Krause. His shot misses. Rebound, Edson. Gardner back quickly the other way to Van Arendonk on the outside. Back to Gardner. Gardner fakes a move inside. Looks for somebody breaking through. Edson. Edson can't get the shot from the top of the key. And Van Arendonk gets knocked down. And I think we're going to have a foul against Johnson.
That'll be Ivy Johnson's third foul.
I think they just got their feet tangled up. And Van Arendonk went down. The official didn't really see what happened. And saw him laying on the floor and said, all right, that's got to be a foul. So Hope will have the basketball. The end pass comes to Stivey. Over to left wing, Gardner underneath Van Arendonk. He brings the ball down, gives it back to Gardner. Right side, Stivey for 3. No, hits the front of the glass. Underneath Van Arendonk, and he is fouled. And this one's going to go against Cook.
And now Cook has just picked up his third foul.
We said that it might be fouls that there will be the demise of this club. As early on now, they have two boys with 3 fouls. Van Arendonk will be at the line for Hope. And this free throw is good. 40-37. Biang cut the lead to 2 points. That one's good. 40-38, Hope trails the Scots. Nikodemski with the basketball, the Law. Law stays at the point. Starts his move on the right side. Takes him down to the baseline. No good with the shot, but it was touched last by Stivey. Good defense that time by Stivey. But the ball's going to stay with the Scots. Nikodemski looks to get it in. Gets it in to Kraus. Kraus left corner. Takes it around the free throw line. Back on the outside to Nikodemski. Moves in. Moves out. Brings it outside to Law. Law at the point. Puts on a burst of speed. Pulls up at the free throw line. No good with the shot. Rebound by Arendonk. To Gardner at the left wing. Gardner, Stivey. Stivey underneath Van Arendonk. He's got it.
That's 15 now for Van Arendonk.
And Coach Hargraves wants a timeout. As he's after somebody, and it's somebody with a whistle.
Oh, he is fired up. And usually we've seen Sam Hargraves over the years, and he's usually not this animated. And boy, he is... He's not very happy right now. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. For a second there, I thought he might have been agitated with his own team because he was looking around for somebody to yell at. No, he was agitated at the officials, and he thought that Van Arendonk pushed in order to get as wide open as he was. And he might have a point there, and that's...
He didn't talk to his team at all during that timeout. The assistant coach talked to the team, and he talked to the man in the striped shirt. On the left side, Kraus baseline, goes underneath, feeds it on the outside to Beckman, back to Kraus. Kraus 360 underneath, shot blocked by Van Arendonk, out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Scots. We're tied at 40, 18:09 left. Scots will get it in from the baseline underneath their own basket. Over to Cook, back to Law. 13 on the shot clock. Law takes a look, back to Nikodemski, to Cook. Cook underneath, open man Kraus for an easy two. Kraus got open underneath. And got the easy two, 42-40. Scots with the lead. Edson, right wing to Gardner. Gardner takes a look. King's opened up for him. He's waiting for Van Arendonk to break. Can't get it to him. Over to Edson at the point. Back to Stivey from the corner. Yes! Cody Stivey with a big three. Puts the Flying Dutchman ahead, 43-42. Been a while since the Flying Dutchman have had the lead. Nikodemski works inside. Shot up off the window. No good. Rebound by Arendonk. Over to Edson. Edson coast to coast. Puts the shot up. Got it, and he's fouled.
I think that's going to be against Cook. Oh, wow. That's a tough foul for him because that's number four for Cook.
Johnson comes into the ball game quickly for the Scots. Maybe not quick enough.
Yeah, he was waiting at the scorer's table when Cook picked up that fourth foul.
And it's going to be Edson at the line for the Flying Dutchman. Hope up 45-42.
And that is 12 now for Alex Edson.
And the free throw is good. 46-42, Hope with the lead. 17 left in the contest. Nikodemski with the basketball. Drives left side of the paint, picks up his dribble, goes to Beckman on the right side. He puts up a shot. Good. Not a three-pointer, just inside. 46-44, Hope up by two. Neal, long cross-court pass to Stivey. Underneath, Van Arendonk threw his hands, picked up by the Scots. Here comes Kraus. Kraus is knocked down by Stivey from behind. Cody tried to reach around and wasn't quite quick enough to get out in front of him.
I don't know if it was trying to reach around or it just kind of like ran into him as he slowed down. And
it'll not be a shooting foul.
It was a hard foul nonetheless, but Stivey was right there to help him up.
Inbound pass to Johnson. Out front to Nikodemski. Nikodemski to the baseline. Underneath, kicks it back out right into the hands of Grant Neal. To Gardner. Gardner one-on-one. Shot up off the window. No good. Law with the rebound. Back out to Kraus. Krause does it the opposite way. He took a couple extra steps, loses the basketball. Edson on a wild move down the court. His shot misses, and things are getting a little wild underneath. Neither team taking good shots as they're hustling back and forth, but they're taking the shot that's on the breakaway, but it's not a good shot usually.
Well, slow things up and set up a play right here.
So hopefully have it underneath their own basket. Stivey gets it into Gardner. Gardner underneath, can't get it up and in, and the rebound comes to Fairchild. Fairchild back for the Scots to Johnson. Johnson on the weave, Nikodemski. On the right wing, takes a look, finds Johnson in the corner, back to Nikodemski. Fairchild, left wing Beckman. He puts up a three off the mark, and a little push that time.
Oh.
That's going to go against number 33, and that's Johnson.
And that's his fourth now, Ron. With 15:41 left in this ball game, both of the almost big men have four fouls.
So you could didn't have any trouble picking that one out, I didn't think.
Jake Morosky, who we saw in the last game against these two teams.
He's a senior, 6'4", 210, out of Harbor Beach. Got some heft to him, but he doesn't have the height. Looks like Law is going to take on the B.A.
Oh.
Can't handle him as they get the ball to B.A. He just turns and slams it home.
You had to see that one coming.
48-44, Hope up by four. On the edge, Nikodemski. Into the corner, shot taken. Morawski's good. 48-47, Hope lead cut to one. Stivey to Edson, underneath, Neal. His half hook, no good. Ball batted to the outside. Stivey saves it to Gardner. Back to Edson. Edson with a shot, it's short. Rebound comes down, and Edson kicks the ball.
Edson thought he was Grant Neal on that one. He was going to play some soccer.
So the ball is going to go to the Scots. .48-47, one-point lead by the Flying Dutchman. Here comes Nikodemski. Over to Fairchild. Fairchild directs a little traffic. Heads around the outside edge, gives it back. Borowski. Borowski works against Ivy. To Beckman, and traveling is a call. And Coach Hargrave's not happy with his ball club. They're not moving like he would like to have them move. And McMahon comes back in for Hope along with Caleb.
He's making a lot of adjustments right now for the guys he thinks is not working very hard. So he's getting them out of the ball game and replacing them with other people.
Benson comes back in for Hope. Gardner with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman. Their lead is 1 point. McMahon at the left wing in front of the Duke crew. As he takes it down low, gets called for traveling and gives up the basketball. Turnover, Flying Dutchman. So the Scots have an opportunity to take the lead. Nikodemski. Scots have held the lead most of the ball game. Starts right, leaves it to Fairchild on the weave. Gives it to Hale. And that ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Scots. Nikodemski from the outside takes it around the edge. Goes one-on-one with Edson. Puts a shot up. No good. Benson with a rebound. And down goes a player holding his right ankle. And that's Nikodemski. That's a point guard for the Scots. And that's not what they need right now. Came down wrong on the ankle. And he turned it. And he's in a whole lot of pain as the training staff wanders over to check him out.
As does Coach Hargraves, who's right over there with him.
Ball's going to go to Hope.
Corey McMahon will inbounds it.
48-47. Hope with the lead in the basketball. 14 left on the clock. Edson at the right wing. Gets a screen from Byers. Takes it to the point. Leaves it for McMahon. Alley-oops it underneath Benson. Benson back to McMahon. McMahon, Benson. Benson tries to get it back to McMahon in the corner. His shot no good. Rebound cleared underneath. Nice rebound that time by Aho. Jump shot taken. That's short by Kraus. Rebound comes to Gardner. Gardner slows it down. Set it up. Edson underneath to Benson and a foul. Truffle, I believe. There's a man in front and a man behind. Brandon Truffle gets a foul. Five fouls against the Scots in this second half. One against Hope.
And almost all those fouls have been against the Hope big men.
Alley-oop underneath to Byers. Back to Edson, to Benson. Benson. They had to Byers. He took a couple extra steps there. Misses a shot. Fairchild with a rebound. To Kraus. Kraus at the point. Works one-on-one with Gardner. Gets it on the right side. Aho. Aho. Benson. Back out to Kraus. Kraus can't get the shot away. Aho. Aho again tries to work Benson inside. Does a turnaround shot. No good. Ball tapped. Rebound comes to Gardner. Ben to the point for the Flying Dutchman. Takes to the left side. Holds up a zero. That's the play I want. Gets the screen. Turn the ball over. To Byers. Underneath to Benson. And Benson with a nice little hook shot. Benson kept the ball up high and put a nice little hook in. 50-47, Hope with the lead. Kraus with the basketball, 12-14 left. Kraus with the move, has the ball tapped away. Loose ball on the court, picked up Benson. And Gardner. Gardner got tangled up with Fairchild for a bit. And it'll be Byers, but he's going to have a charge.
Yep.
Made the bucket, but he's got a charge at the opposite end. Carlson back in for Hope along with Otto. Johnson playing with four fouls. Comes back in.
Yeah, Byers put down his shoulder on that one and ran him over. And that was a good call by the officials.
50-47, 12 minutes left. Scott's with the basketball. Hope with the lead. Beckman on the outside. Leaves it for Truffle. Truffle underneath. Back out front to Johnson. His three-pointer no good. Byers rebounds. To Carlson. Carlson hustled up. Goes right side McMahon. Underneath to Benson. Benson works against Johnson. Finds Otto. Breaking in the middle and he puts it in. 52-47 and Sam Hargraves wants a timeout. As they trail 52-47. 11:27 left in this one.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods, a snack healthy before and after the game. Go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. I thought for sure on that last play down on the floor that Brock Benson was going to take Levi Johnson to the hole and see if he could pick up that fifth foul. But Benson doing a smart thing, finding Sam Otto, cutting across and getting him in there for an easy shot. And, well, it wasn't really an easy shot, but Sam made it look easy with a silky smooth one-hander.
Well, he came right down the paint out there, got the pass, and just put up a little 3-4 foot runner that he had going. But that's a tough shot to make when you're going full tilt down the lane and just that nice soft touch on the ball to make it roll in.
And we've seen Sam Otto do that a couple different times in the last few games, and it's turning into almost his patented little move when he gets into the
52-47. Neither team has taken control of this one yet.
The Flying Dutchman at the 3:16 mark in the first half were down 7 points and have bounced all the way back, and this is the largest lead for the Flying Dutchman in this ball game, Ron.
Fairchild with the basketball for the Scots. Starts left side, takes it back right. Ball slowly tunneled away by McMahon on the breakaway. Up and in off the window. 54-47. Hope with the lead. Fairchild all the way around the edge. Tried to force in the middle. Benson with a steal over to Carlson. Back to Byers to Benson. His shot misses, but a foul. good ball movement underneath as they had 3-on-2. And they took it down. Benson got a pretty good shot, but got fouled. So Brock will be at the line for Hope.
Two nice defensive plays by the Flying Dutchman to get fast breaks going the other way.
And the free throw is good. Nikodemski just went kind of jogging across in front of us out here, followed by the training staff. Looked like they were going up to the Hope training room. Second one good by Benson. Law gets ready to come back in. 56-47, Hope with the lead. Fairchild on the outside goes left to Johnson. Johnson underneath Fairchild. Turnaround jumper, good. 56-49, Hope. 10:39 left. Carlson at the point. Gets a screen from Benson to Byers. Byers wants to go low, gets it to Benson. Benson takes it himself, puts it up, misses the layup shot. Fairchild on the rebound. Goes to the right side, keeps his dribble alive, works against Carlson. All the way to the baseline, goes underneath, and Carlson's going to get the foul.
And
he ran the stairs, I think, and looks like he's back in pretty good shape.
Nipodisky just came running down the stairs right in front of us.
On the left wing, the Law. He gets Otto up in the mirror. Borowski with the basketball in the middle. Works against Byers, takes him underneath the hole. Fires it on the outside. Beckman for three. Yes! Beckman's been putting those threes in consistently for the Scots, and they're back to within four. Beckman underneath against Johnson. Little hook shot, misses. Rebound comes down to Borowski. Borowski for the Scots on the outside, leaves it for Fairchild. Fairchild in and out with the basketball, keeps it himself. Little bounce pass to Johnson underneath. He puts it off the window and in. 56-54, ball tapped away, controlled by McMahon. McMahon, the Byers, into the corner. Carlson. Carlson on the weave to McMahon. Looked in the middle, takes it himself. Back out to Byers for three. No, hits the iron. Long rebound comes out. Byers dies for it. And the ball is going to belong to the Scots. And Nikodemski, who just showed people he could still run, back into the ball game now for the Scots. An errand dunk for the Flying Dutchman.
I'm wondering if he got himself taped up, and that's why he's back in the ballgame.
Nikodemski with the basketball. 8:50 left. Hope up by two. Out front to Johnson. Johnson keeps the dribble on the outside. Gives it to Law, baseline. Flips it out to Beckman for three.
Oh.
Yes! How many has he got now with those threes?
That is his fourth. Now he has 23 points.
Byers on the outside, and the Scots have regained the lead. McMahon at the left wing. Again, the Let's Go Hope chant. McMahon inside, can't find anybody to go with the basketball. And a timeout is called by Matt Neal. And the Scots are fired up as they come over to huddle with their coach on the near side. And Hope is looking at a one-point deficit with 18:16 left.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Scots are on a 10-0 run right now, Ron, and that is kind of surprising because it was the second unit of the Flying Dutchman that helped get them their largest lead of the ball game of 9 points. And ever since they got them that lead after the Sam Hargraves timeout, the Scots have come out and jumped all over the Flying Dutchman.
Well, the Flying Dutchman have been playing well the last few ball games out here, and this is not the ball club that we've seen the last couple of weeks.
Well, here's a telltale sign of how this game's going. The Flying Dutchman are only shooting 37% from the field, and they're only shooting 16% from three-point land. That has not been the way they've been playing the last few games. The last game against Olivet, they shot 66% from the field. So the Flying Dutchman have to start making some shots here. And they're not all bad shots they're taking. It's just the shots are not falling. Brock Benson had two nice looks in the lane, and he just couldn't get them to fall. They just were rattling around. So those shots will fall, but right now they're on a cold streak, and they just need to get some of those to drop.
And they have 8:16 to do just that. So Hope will have the basketball, I believe. No. Gonna put a little press on.
It looks that way. Well, Caleb Byers is going to inbounds it.
Underneath their own basket, it's hard to tell. Edson for three, way over the basket. And Neal puts it on the deck out there. Neal was right there with the rebound and could have tipped it back up and in. Instead, he put it on the court. And it got knocked away, and it belongs to the Scots. So Alma with the basketball and a one-point lead. 8 minutes left. Nikodemski goes to his right, comes back left, feeds underneath. Morawski, he fires it back out on top to Nikodemski. Law on the right side puts up a three. Ooh, in and out of the basket. Rebound comes to the Scots.
Oh.
Only knocked away, backed up in the air.
Oh,
Benarendock went high to get that one. And hit the deck with a thud out there. You get him up in the air and comes down on his belly. He fired that ball in the backcourt, but nobody could catch up with it.
He had the right idea. Looks like they were playing volleyball with that ball bouncing around like it was.
So the Scots will have the basketball in the backcourt, leading by one. Stivey getting ready to come back in for the Flying Dutchman. Nikodemski on the outside, goes down underneath, back out to Johnson. Johnson on the right wing, keeps his dribble alive, bounce pass to Beckman, and it's too far ahead of him. So the Scots turn it over and hope we'll get the ball back. 57-56, Alma with a lead, 7:22. Stivey inbounds it to Gardner. We've got the starters all back into the ball game now for the Flying Dutchman. Edson to Benarendock, slam dunk underneath. 58-57, Hope by one. Law works in the middle, gets it out to Johnson. Johnson keeps the dribble outside. They go down low to Morawski. Morawski takes it underneath, his shot misses. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, and three guys surround him. And one of them is going to get a foul.
I think it's going to be VA.
It is, but Aaron Dock with the foul.
Give VA a lot of credit, though. He's played quite a bit here in the second half, and that's only his third foul. So he's only picked up one foul here in the second half.
Jake Morawski, 6'4", 210 senior, drops in the first one. He's out of Harbor Beach. Excuse me. It's Kyle Aho at the line. First one made it. Second one misses. We're tied at 58. Gardner around to the right wing to Edson. Gardner underneath Benarendock, and Benarendock throws it away. Saw Stivey at the left wing and just uncorked the pass that was up in the Duke crew. So the Scots will get it back, tied at 58. 6:35 left. Hey, this one's going down to the wire just like the JV game did. On the left side, Borowski. Cut off by Stivey. Over to Law. Law works one-on-one. Back to Borowski. Borowski kind of holds it, feeds it outside to Johnson. Johnson on the outside leaves it for Beckman, who shot it short. Rebound, Grant Neal. To Gardner, 6 minutes left. Tied at 58. Gardner takes his time all the way around, puts up the jump shot off the mark, and he's fouled. Nikodemski
Scott's foul on 23. Scott Nikodemski.
That'll be his third foul.
Team's seven.
Krause getting ready to come back in for the Scots. Things quiet down for Gardner's free throw, and he swishes it.
That's 8 points now for Ben Gardner.
Ben takes a little walk off that spot. Comes back for the second of the pair. Yes. 60-58, Hope up by two. 5:55 left. Krause with the basketball for the Scots. Top of the key. Over to Johnson. Johnson out to Law. Law also at the top of the key. Johnson right wing. VA is on him, the Law. Law looks for some place to go. Can't find any place. To Johnson. Johnson bounce pass underneath to Murawski. Murawski has a shot blocked by Stivey. Edson picks it up. So Gardner will bring it back. Walks along the right edge. Krause is on him. Gardner takes it all the way, puts it up, misses the layup shot. Rebound comes to Beckman. Back to Krause. Krause on the right wing. On Gardner, one-on-one. Picks up his dribble to Johnson. Johnson back out to Beckman for three. Off the mark. Rebound. Gardner flips it out to Grant Neal.
And Ben comes up hobbling.
And the official blows the whistle.
Him and Aho went into the crowd on the underneath the far end of the basket. He seems to be okay, though.
Yeah, he twisted a little bit. He's got a ugly look on his face right now, but get out of here.
He's a gamer.
Basketball.
He's a gamer. He's going to toughen it out.
Grant Neal to Stivey. Stivey into the paint. His arm is hit just as he got that one loose. And Beckman is going to be the one who gets the foul, which puts Stivey at the line. And that one's good. Stivey will have the second.
That's 5 points now for Stivey.
Got it. 62-58, Hope with the lead. Brandon Krause for the Scots. And Gardner puts his hand out on him, and you can't do that. You'd think by this type of the season that this is a rule that came in this year. It's been called on him several times, as Gardner likes to keep track of where his man is by putting his hand out on him. And as soon as he does that, he gets foul. Inbound pass to Law. Law at the right wing, works against Edson. Pulls up with a short jumper and a baseline. Good. 62-60. Hope with a slim 2-point lead as the clock drops down to 4 minutes. Gardner to VA. Back out to Neal. Back to Gardner. Gardner from the free throw line. In and out. Won't go. Rebound Beckman. Over to Krause. Gardner can't buy a basket of late. Krause on the outside. Directs a little traffic. Keeps his dribble. Works against Gardner. Takes him down low. Puts it up. Yes! Drops it in. We're back tied at 62. 3:25 left. Gardner to Edson. Edson, baseline, cross court, Stivey. From the corner, got a three!
Yeah.
Cody Stivey with a big three. And Hope takes a 65-62 lead with 3:17 left.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. A clutch shot there by Cody Stivey, who is been known for his three-pointers throughout the season, and he's doing a very nice job at hitting the long trays. And on that one, gives the Flying Dutchman a three-point lead with 3:17 left in the ball game. And a matter of fact, Cody Stivey is shooting 32% from three-point land this season. Entering the ball game, he was 11 of 34. So Stivey doing a decent job shooting the ball from long range.
So the Flying Dutchman have to hang on for another 3:17 in order to take this one and stay in first place by themselves. So the Scots will have the basketball in the backcourt. Gardner comes up to put on a little pressure. They inbound it to Krause. And Krause will walk it up. Benny just kind of backs off. Goes to the right side, keeps his dribble alive, looks for people breaking through the middle. Picks up his dribble, right side to Law from the right wing. Law to the top of the key, goes into the paint, can't get a move made to the left, puts a shot up right. Rebound comes off to Benarendon. 2:50 left, Hope up by three. Gardner to Stivey around the horn. Edson back out to Gardner. Gardner looks for Neal breaking in. Here comes Edson around. Back to Gardner. Gardner moves into the paint. Leaves it for Edson on the left wing. Edson wants to get a download of an Arendock. His hook shot is good. So the big man puts Hope up by five. 2:18 left.
21 now for Van Arendock.
Krause around the outside edge. Bounce pass to Johnson. Johnson, and VA is going to get the foul. VA was bumping him with the chest as he was making a move. Now, sometimes they call that, sometimes they don't. That'll be four on VA, and Brock Benson comes in. And Quentin Cook will come in.
For Johnson.
For Johnson in the middle. They want someone a little bit quicker against Benson, not quite as big. So the Scots will inbound it. Into the corner it goes. I think that's Beckman. Yes! 67-64. Hope's lead cut to three. 1:56. Neal underneath has his pass stolen by Law. Over to Krause. Krause will slow it down, wait for some help. On the outside, gets a screen from Cook. Goes one-on-one with Gardner. Left side, Murawski. Into the paint. Back on the outside to Law. Long three. It's short. Long rebound. Comes to Murawski. Back out to Krause. Krause at the point. New shot clock. Around the edge, kicks it back into the hands of Cook. Out to Beckman. No, it was short. And
is it going to be Cook's fifth? I think it might be. Yes, it is.
That is his fifth. Team's ninth.
Oh, that didn't take very long for him to pick up number five.
So we'll wait and see who he's going to put in.
That's going to be Levi Johnson. He's already come off the bench.
Benson will go to the line. McMahon in now for Hope. As Benson at the line, Hope up by three, 1:16 left. Free throw misses. Rebound comes to the Scots. Krause with the basketball. Starts to the right side. Pulls it back down. To Nikodowski on the right wing. He drives to the top of the key. Looks around. Keeps his dribble alive on the weave. To Beckman. Beckman in the paint. 360. Short with a shot. Rebound Stivey.
I think Brock Benson got a piece of that one.
Gardner takes his time, 42 on the game clock, 26 on the shot clock. So Hope needs a basket right now to put themselves in pretty good shape. Gardner around the edge, all the way, puts it up, puts it in. And Gardner makes that left-handed shot on the side out there as he drove the lane, put it up, and they have not been falling for him. But he needed this one, and he got this one. 69-64, 23.6 left.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods, a snack, healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Gardner going, driving in on Levi Johnson on that one, and Johnson looked like he caught something as he came off the court on that one. Well, I don't know if Coach Hargraves is going to take him out of the game or if he's going to leave him in. I would probably guess to say that he will probably keep him in the game right now because they're going to need him for a rebounding if they do miss this next shot, because this is a must possession for them because they are now down 5 points with only 23.6 seconds left.
Not an impossible score out there. No. They can pick that up in 23 seconds. But
if they miss the shot, they need to get the rebound offensively. If they don't, they're going to have to go home because that's not a good situation to be in. Because if they have to follow the Flying Dutchman, they might make this a seven or a three possession ball game with a 7 point lead.
So both teams huddling around their coaches. Alma breaks huddle. Hope College late coming out of their huddle. So the Scots will have the basketball.
And the Flying Dutchman have brought in some good free throw shooters into the game with McMahon now in there along with Edson and Gardner and Stivey.
So they roll the ball in, they being the Scots. Nikodemski all the way around the edge. Has a shot blocked by Benson. Picked up by Gardner. Gardner on the breakaway, but he doesn't take the shot. Brings the ball, fires it in the corner to Benson. Back out to McMahon. McMahon's going to be fouled on the left side.
What a smart move by Ben Gardner. That's a heads-up play. Rather than try to drive all the way to get the basket, Gardner tried to run out the clock.
7.9. He forced the Scots into a fouling situation. They had the foul to try to get that ball back. And McMahon misses the free throw. You have a second one. This one's good. 70-64. Hope with the lead. 7 seconds left. Nikodemski over. Fairchild for three. And quickly, a timeout called by the Scots. They're still in this one, although 2 seconds left. 70-67.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. 2 seconds, they're going to have to steal the ball and
shoot a three
because they're not going to be able to do anything if they foul, because that's not going to leave them enough time to do anything. And the Flying Dutchman can seal the game with only by making one of two free throws. So right now they're going to have to make a steal, but we have seen it happen before. Stealing an inbounds pass and making a shot within 2 seconds. It's not impossible. So,
well, one of the things some coaches do out there, they throw the long pass and get it in the front court out here at the opposite end. So once that ball is touched, they've only got 2 seconds to get it the length of the court in order, even if they steal the ball.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the Flying Dutchman do here to ice this game, because 3-point lead for the Flying Dutchman here with just 2 seconds left on the clock.
Scott's let this one at the half, 40-36, and they have never let the Flying Dutchman get away from them. They have kept it close all the way. Everybody's in the front court right now. So Stivey inbounded, has some problems, and he has to call a timeout. He cannot get the ball in as Edson made the break far into the court. He didn't see him quick enough to get the ball to him.
I think that was all the plan there to see what Coach Hargraves was going to call, what kind of defense he was going to call. And Stivey was given the instructions, you get 2 seconds in your head, and if nothing opens up, call timeout. And that's exactly what he did. Cody Stivey doesn't play like a freshman. He really doesn't. And a very smart young man, and that was a following directions perfectly on that one. Well, we're still at 2 seconds left. Both teams in the bonus. Oh, excuse me. Only the Flying Dutchman are in the bonus right now. That's not going to make any difference with 2 seconds left. So we'll see if what the Flying Dutchman decide to do after they've seen Coach Hargrave's defense on that. But who's to say that Coach Hargraves now doesn't change the defense up once again and try to change it up on the Flying Dutchman?
Well, we'll try this again. Stivey will try to inbound the ball. Chris will tell them whether or not he can run the baseline. Stivey slaps the ball, gets it in the head,
so
the ball tipped out of bounds.
Oh, boy.
It's going to stay with Hope, I believe.
No, it's not. No? It's going to go to Alma. The one official pointed one way. The other official pointed the other. It's Alma's ball with 1.5 seconds left, and they're going to inbounds it. Wow.
On their end of the court.
Oh, this should be interesting.
Nikodemski with the basketball, and somebody goes down. We got a foul.
Well, see, that's where the bonus comes in. The Flying Dutchman could have sent him to the line, and now they won't because, that put them in the bonus, so now they're going to be forced to shoot free throws.
Hope with a three-point lead, they can get 2 points here.
Well, what they're going to do is they have to hope to make the first one and then miss the second one on purpose.
And VA is in for Hope.
And Alma is emptying their bench and bringing in all their big men, so they know they need to get the rebound here. But this is all going to be academic if he doesn't make the first free throw.
Fairchild at the line. Hope leading by three, 1.5 on the clock. This one hits the back of the iron, no good. B.A. bats it back out into Beckman's hand. He had a shot, but it was blocked. Who got that one, Edson?
I don't know, but Beckman, he had that. That was he's been hitting those all night long, and he was wide open.
And he just dropped the ball out there. Wanted to get a hold of it and shoot it too quick. As there was 1.5 on the clock, and they tipped it to him, but he just dropped the ball, and things all over. And Hope College survives as they defeat the Scots by a score of 70-67.
It's time for the Crown Motors postgame show, but first, let's send it back to the studio for this one last two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on the Crown Motors postgame show, where the Flying Dutchman hold on to defeat Alma 70-67 in one heck of a ball game as the Flying Dutchman reduced their magic number to clinch the MIAA regular season championship just to one game, as the Flying Dutchman are able to hold on in this very close ball game, 70-67. Alma, having the last possession of the ball game, had a chance to tie it up and were unable to do it. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Alma College. They shot 39.7% from the field, 23 of 58. They shot 9 of 23 from three-point land for 39.1%. They made 12 of 14 of their free throws for 85.7%. They had 30 rebounds, 7 offensive, 23 defensive, and they turned over the ball 16 times. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they shot 40.4% from the field, 21 of 52, and they shot 3 of 13 from three-point land for 23.1%. They made 25 of 31 free throws for 80.6%. They held a sizable rebounding edge with 40 rebounds, 10 offensive, 30 defensive, and it was a 40-30 ratio for the Flying Dutchman on the rebounding edge. They also had 16 turnovers. Individual statistics for Alma College: leading scorer of the evening between both these teams was DJ Beckman, who had 25 points, 5 rebounds. He hit 4 of 12 from three-point land in this ball game. The only other player for Alma to get into double figures was Chase Fairchild, who had 11 points and 5 rebounds. Isaiah Law had 7 points and 1 rebound and 2 assists. Ivy Johnson had 4 points and 2 rebounds. Brendan Krause also had 4 points and two rebounds. Scott Nidemitsky had 4 points, three rebounds, and four assists. Brandon Trefeil had 4 points and two rebounds. Jake Morosky had 3 points. Kyle Aho had 1 point and four rebounds. And Quinton Cook had 4 points and two rebounds. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they were led by senior Nate Van Arendock, who had a solid performance this evening with 21 points and 7 rebounds. Alex Edson, the leading scorer for the Flying Dutchman, chipped in with 13 points and 3 rebounds and 3 assists. And starting point guard Ben Gardner had 11 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists. Cody Stivey had 9 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. Caleb Byers had 5 points and 4 rebounds. And Sam Otto had another nice game as he had 4 points and 1 rebound. Brock Benson had another 4 points and 3 rebounds and 1 assist. And Corey McMahon chipped in with another 3 points and 2 rebounds and 1 assist for the Flying Dutchman in this winning performance for Hope.